Yep, it's a mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Ficky Fig, holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. So, I think it was last week, Lopez. Did you
that fake story?
Yeah, did you talk about the fake story with George Strait?
Yeah, it drove me nuts.
Yeah, yeah. So this one, I don't think it's fake.
No, it's real.
Yeah. This one is real. So George Strait announced that he is coming through for his home state of Texas as he announced the Straight to the Heart benefit concert that would directly help all the families and people and everything that happened in the Hill Country, the flood that happened on July 4th. And he mentioned this is what they released in a press release. Mm-hmm. They said the goal with this event is to raise meaningful, immediate support that could be put directly into the hands of the flood victims without delay, while also honoring the first responders that worked tirelessly to save lives. And a little more information about this concert. George will be joined by Riley Green, Jamie Johnson, Hudson Westbrook, and many more. Mm-hmm. And the donor dinner and concert will take place July 27. What's the name of this city?
Bernie?
Is it Bernie?
Yeah, Bernie, Texas.
It's pronounced Bernie?
Yeah.
Okay. Bernie, Texas. Mm-hmm. And
just west of San Antonio.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I never heard of that city. So all of the $1,000 tickets have been sold already, mm-hmm. but they still had some $2,500 tickets, and they have $5,000 tickets, which is reserved seatings.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're going to have other ways to donate. Hopefully it'll be, you know, televised or at least shared a lot where people can donate. This thing, you know, just sort of a mini confession within your segment here. I can't even look at these videos anymore, man. Of the stories of some of these people. We all know people that have been affected. I was telling you guys off air, you know, good friend of mine had 5 members of his family. I found out Thursday, I believe, lost in the floods. And you mentioned also the first responders and volunteers. You know, Captain Scott Null, who, you know, comes on my Bite Me Fishing podcast every week, he's been down there a week now, volunteered, and he's got some first responder experience as former HPD, but he's been tractoring stuff and digging and finding things, you know, don't even want to know some of the things that he's found. And good for George Strait. It was pretty sorry for someone to fabricate
that fake story.
Yeah, last week, and now I got to believe they're going to be able to raise every bit of what they need right there.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, this is a cool thing. I would like, and not trying to be selfish or greedy or anything, but I would like to see more artists, more people kind of do some little cool stuff like this.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to just get money and then call it a day, but to actually do something like this, mm-hmm. and kind of have the little entertainment value in it too.
Yeah.
To kind of give a little relief, because it's nothing you can really do about this. It's tough and a lot of lives was lost, but I think it's kind of cool that he's doing like a little, like a dinner and mm-hmm. a special concert, stuff like this. So I would like to see more artists all over.
I think anybody we will. I hope we will.
To kind of do stuff like that to raise money.
Yeah, I think it's always cool for these guys that, it's easy for me to say sitting here, but like you just have to offer up some time performing your songs, and then it raises so much money for these after these disasters. And we've seen it a bunch where it's whenever things have happened over the years, these musicians always put on these concerts. My point being, like, it seems like such an easy thing for them. Like, go out mm-hmm. there, get a few musicians together, do like a 45-minute set, each of you, play a few songs, and it raises a ton of money. It's a great thing, and it's obviously it's a tragedy what happened. It's terrible. It is hard to see the images and all the news to come out of it, but it's at the same. It's hard to phrase this, but
it can be inspiring.
Yeah, the good thing is when you see people come together afterwards to try to help out in this tragedy. You never want the tragedy to occur, of course, no doubt. But to see the response from people can always be like inspiring, or it's just good to see when people step up to try to help others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So salute to George Strait, man. The real story, not the other fake that fake ass story that happened last week, man. That was making the rounds.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. So speaking of kind of fake type of stories, Yahoo Sports. I don't know how I feel about Yahoo Sports. I feel like they be tweeting a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fake news in it or stuff that's not accurate in it. But they tweeted this, and it kind of got me excited. So they tweeted this. Uno is being added as a table game to casinos in Las Vegas with the little eye emojis. And now the little community notes quickly replied to this and said Uno is not being introduced as a traditional casino game.
The old community notes.
Yeah, for this betting in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. It's a part of a special promotional event aimed at enhancing game night experiences. Mm. So something like this is kind of happening, but it's not like a real deal type thing. Like you ain't going to be able to walk into a casino and just play Uno for money.
Yeah.
But it kind of got me thinking, man, what are some games that you think should be added as casino games? It could be board games. It could be other type of card games or shoot, anything that comes to your mind. 713-572-4610.
I like this. I've seen this in some off strip, you know, sort of throw down casinos that you wander into. I don't know if it's mainstream in a lot of casinos yet. I'd like to see war. Good old fashioned war.
That was one of my thoughts.
Yeah, just, you know, 52. Now they probably do multiple decks, which is, I guess, I get that. But you flip one, I flip one. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was one of my thoughts, because that seems like that could be a wild and potentially a lot of fun in a casino when you got money on the line just simply flipping cards, see who has the higher card.
You could go for hours.
Yeah. I like that one. I was going to say, because my family, we were a big Crazy Eights family, which is essentially just like Uno, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's very similar. So that was my first thought. But then I also thought of war. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those would be good.
What about dominoes?
Yes, that would be good. The first thing I thought about was dominoes, spades. Spades would be a good one too. But I would really love to see Uno in the casino, man.
That would be pretty wild.
That would get a lot of people involved playing. But it would be wild just thinking about playing with maybe four or five players and you going around in a circle and you slap a draw four on somebody. You'd be ready to kill somebody after that, man. You know how much tension it causes when somebody hits you with a draw four? You can't do anything. Go back around to you, draw two. Yeah. Go back around, another draw four. You just like, what?
What's that one that's on the Price is Right where they drop the thing and it hits all the little... is it Plinko?
Plinko. Plinko board. Yeah.
That could be cool.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. Some other ones I was kind of thinking about is Monopoly.
Oh, that would take forever.
Yeah.
That would take longer than poker.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you got poker, you should have some type of quicker version of Monopoly.
Well, that's true.
Where you could buy properties with chips, charge rent to other players as payouts. And community chess equals surprise multiplayer or penalties and stuff like that. I think that could kind of be fun.
Battleship.
Battleship was great.
That was a good game.
Yeah. That actually came in on the text line.
It did?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be sitting there like, E6?
Oh!
That was a good call. Yeah. And if they could have the sound effects too.
Yeah.
Text line also said Risk. And Stratego.
Yeah.
That one I didn't know. Yahtzee also came in. Yahtzee.
Yeah, I actually had Risk on this list I got, where area controls with chip investments, players invade with bets and dice rolls and all that stuff.
Yeah. I never played Risk. I never got into Risk. It seemed too like serious for a kid's board game. I was more of a Chutes and Ladders, Candyland type of kid. I didn't want to get into Risk. I didn't even like Monopoly all that much.
What about the board game Clue?
Oh,
yeah. Clue would be fun. Clue.
Yeah, place bets on the weapons, room, suspects, elimination style table.
That'd be fun. And we also had a variation, I think it was called Guess Who, which was similar but a much more watered-down kids version. And that was a fun game, too. I love
Scrabble?
That.
Did you say Scrabble?
No, I didn't say Scrabble. That would be fun.
That'd be fun.
Connect Four? That's a simple
suck at
one.
That.
But
I suck so bad at Connect Four. I'm so bad at it. I just don't see it. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wish they made this a real thing, man.
Uno would be a blast.
That would be fun. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, mm-hmm. man. Very competitive. Maybe they should do like some type of little TV show or something, just like a small little Uno, like Uno game. poker style type game, yeah. but with Uno. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Text line also go ahead. Text line also said Phase 10. That's a good card game too. Phase 10 would be a good one.
I don't know if I played that.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that would definitely be fun. They definitely should put Uno. It's probably some spades too. It'd be fun to have some spades. Although people probably go to the parking lot and fight. I can't believe you reneged like that. All right, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. I had to look this up. I wasn't sure if this was real or not, but did you see Elmo?
Oh my gosh, I did.
Yes, that Elmo, the one that's on Sesame Street. Apparently, account got hacked on Twitter.
Boy, no.
He ended up being pretty opinionated this morning.
Yeah, he picked the side of the fence. I won't display what he had to say.
Yeah.
But I had a couple thoughts about these, man. Mm-hmm. So my first thought was, why the hell Elmo have a Twitter account?
Don't hack Elmo, man. You can hack a lot of people, but don't hack Elmo.
That was my second question. Mm-hmm. But my first question, what I mean, outside the obvious promotional thing, mm-hmm. why is Elmo or anybody from Sesame Street on Twitter out of all places?
Oh, they have to be. I think they have to be just because of their brand and people, you know. People want to know, you know, what is Elmo on Twitter? Because if they're not on Twitter and official,
I mean, is Barney on Twitter too?
Probably, I would guess.
Like, what's the? I mean, I just don't understand the pay because there's no kids on Twitter.
No, but if they didn't do it and make it an official account, somebody else would, and probably have a lot of like do a lot of bad stuff with it. Like this, by the way, this Elmo thing. If you read the Elmo tweets that were hacked. In his voice,
yeah,
it's freaking hilarious.
That was actually my third question. Oh, okay. Did anybody else read these tweets in Elmo voice?
Right here. It's so funny.
I haven't even seen these. I gotta try to find
God.
These tweets.
Yeah,
he's opinionated.
He took a side of the fence. he jumped off that fence real fast.
Yeah, he did.
But it was just some kind of crazy, man. I read all those tweets in Elmo voice. I think somebody should use AI somehow and just.
Oh, you know that's coming.
Yeah, just have it read these tweets in Elmo voice. Mm-hmm. I think that would be super entertaining.
There is that meme or GIF, whatever, of Elmo standing like in front of flames.
Oh yeah,
and so it's very fitting for this scenario.
Nah, that's perfect.
at Dynamite. With an O, Barney, the official Barney Twitter account.
Yeah, like who
there
is?
There you go.
Like who is?
You have to.
Like why though?
Because if you don't do it, and sometimes people may want to. Hey, I wonder what Barney thinks about this. You know,
man, who the hell saying that?
Hey, if you don't do it, somebody else is, and they're going to probably have some fun like this.
If
guy,
that's
these
the
hackers
fair
had.
Point,
if
yeah.
that's
yeah.
the excuse, that's a poor excuse, man. Like, come on, man. All right, I'll get y'all out of here. So I'll get y'all out of here with this. Y'all remember Leila Ali?
Yeah, man.
Leila Ali, mm-hmm. former boxer, daughter of the late, great Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
She addressed some rumors as a recent. I guess it was going around that she was thinking about coming out of retirement to fight Clarissa Shields, okay. who's the top women's boxer right now. Mm-hmm. She's making a lot of noise right now. This is what she had to say about that rumor.
Clarissa Shields, there's rumors that you're going to come back and fight her. What? Everybody's talking about it, or in the boxing circle.
The rumor that I heard was that I said that unless somebody had 15, 20 million, don't even call me about this. That's all.
Turkey has that money. Turkey's going to set this up. I know it.
Unless somebody calls me and says they have it, we're not even going to have a conversation. I'm not trying to come back and fight, but if someone offered that kind of money, I would actually have to think about it.
I'll talk to Turkey tonight.
Do I look like I can fight again?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Hey, I like her honesty.
Yeah. So do you think she, like, would you watch, first of all, would you watch this fight if she came out of retirement to fight?
Probably not. I'd probably look at a couple of Twitter highlights and that's about it.
Yeah, same.
Now, do you think she should if somebody did offer her that?
100%.
Now, she haven't fought, I want to say,
who
since
cares?
Like 2007.
Mike Tyson fought at 80 years old.
Yeah, but it didn't look, I get like, who am I? If you have a chance to make money, go make the money. And everyone has a price to do it. But there's also something about like just ruining that image that people have or that romanticize. Like watching Tyson get out there in the ring at that age was a, kind of a tough watch.
And it's sure it was.
Man, where's the Mike Tyson I used to watch? And the one I think about in my mind, this is one just kind of sad. Yeah. It's like when you look at your parents or your grandparents and suddenly you realize like how old they actually are. And it's like, it's kind of sad. Yeah, it's kind of sad. I don't want to ruin that perception that people have of you as a boxer.
Yeah, it's kind of I kind of look at it as the integrity at point. Mm-hmm. Like, are you willing to risk all of this? I mean, she ain't risking nothing. She'd be making $15-20 million, so that ain't nothing to scoff at. Man. But sometimes I feel like some people just rather stay where they are. They're comfortable where they at. She probably don't need any money.
Yeah.
So I'm not about to go out there and embarrass myself like that.
Hey, $15 million?
I know. How can you turn
that
down?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to be that person. Like, no, I'll turn it down $15 million. But what is the point where you say, man, nah, I'm not doing. Those days are over. I'm happy where I am now.
If I don't need $15 million. That's the point.
I know. $15 million for one night of work? My goodness. That's right. All right. I wouldn't blame her. I would do that, too. Forget what I just said about Mike Tyson and everyone else. That's Figgy's mixtape, which you can hear at this time each and every day on In the Loop. When we come back, we'll catch up with the fellas of The Drive. But also, was there more salt in the wound over the weekend for the Astros and their whole medical fiasco? We'll talk about that next In the Loop.